Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Daily Detachment, your daily dose of stoic wisdom sprinkled with a whole lot of real talk. I'm Avery Hart, your ever so slightly caffeinated guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like you're reacting to everything around you instead of truly living? You know that feeling when you find yourself saying yes to things you don't even want to do, or spiraling down a rabbit hole of negative thoughts? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a superpower within reach that can help us break free from these autopilot patterns and actually live with intention? It's called self-reflection, and it's more powerful than you might think. Today, we're diving deep into the world of understanding our thoughts and emotions, because seriously, how can we effectively detach if we don't know what we're even trying to detach from, right? So, here are 5 key takeaways to kickstart your self-reflection journey. Number 1. Your thoughts aren't facts. Think about it, they just are. They flit in and out like pesky butterflies, sometimes beautiful, sometimes annoying. But the crucial part is remembering that they don't automatically define reality. You have the power to choose which thoughts you entertain and which ones you gently let go of. It's like having your own internal filter. Use it wisely. Number 2. Emotions are messengers, not dictators. Ever feel overwhelmed by a wave of anger or sadness? It's normal, but remember, emotions are simply signals telling you something is going on. Maybe you're feeling stressed because you took on too much, or maybe you're sad because something didn't go your way. Acknowledge the emotion, understand what it's trying to tell you, and then make a conscious choice about how to respond instead of letting it control your actions. Number 3. Journaling is your best friend. I know. Sometimes it feels like just another chore. But trust me on this one. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can be incredibly cathartic. It allows you to process things in a way that talking just can't always capture. Plus, looking back at your entries over time can reveal patterns in your thinking and emotions that you might not have noticed otherwise. Number 4. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a Zen master overnight, though if you manage it, kudos. It simply means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few moments each day to focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, and observe your surroundings with curiosity. This can help ground you and bring clarity amidst the chaos. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. Self-reflection is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when it feels easy, and days when you just want to hide under the covers. Remember that progress isn't always linear, be patient, celebrate your wins, and learn from your setbacks. You've got this. Okay, let's bring this all home with a real-world example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting. Your mind starts racing, thinking about how late you'll be, the consequences of being late, and how stressed everyone will be. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, pause for a moment and acknowledge them. Recognize that they are just thoughts, not facts. You can choose to let go of the what-ifs and focus on what you can control. Maybe listen to some calming music or use this time to mentally prepare for your meeting. Think about it. By taking even a few minutes to reflect and consciously shift your mindset, you can turn a stressful situation into an opportunity for calm and clarity. Isn't that empowering? Remember, folks, understanding our thoughts and emotions is the first step towards true detachment. It's like getting a map before embarking on a journey. It helps us navigate life with more intention, resilience, and peace. Keep practicing self-reflection, and remember to share your insights with me. You can find me on all major social media platforms. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay detached, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.